the poorest community in the remote part of the world are bearing the brunt of climate change in a most dangerous and vulnerable way, whereas the developed country who are responsible for emitting more carbon seems doing not enough for those communities. So there has to be system change in how they are consuming energy and how the resources are being distributed, and all the climate change solutions has to be community-based driven rather than big debt, finance or corporations.
In Nepal, what would you say is one of the biggest threats to the environment?
The biggest threat in Nepal is natural disasters like glacier melting and followed by flash floods and rainfall. Landslides and floods are one of the biggest current what is happening, but in the long term, the glacier melting and the warming temperature in the Himalayas is going to put a threat to the biodiversity as well as the whole humanity, I think.
Are there initiatives being done locally already to help counter these effects?
It had just begun. The local adaptation national plan had just started its first phase project, but then there has not been enough done what it's need to be done in terms of adaptation and addressing loss and damages.
Are women more affected by the climate change?
Of course, women are more affected because in Nepal, like socially, women are most responsible to handle the work at home, work at the field, in the farming. And as we are like small scale based farming population, more than like 70% due to the climate change impacts, there is less crops are being failed, no rainfall in time. So women are bearing more brunt. They are in the front lines of climate change for sure.